أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين. قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 23 and 24 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, continuing with the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the Bani Israel. The command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is enter Ardul Muqaddasa. Ardul Muqaddasa, inhabited by the Amaliki people, the people of Ad, mighty people, bodily structure strong. And on the other hand, the Bani Israel is being promised by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala will grant them the sovereignty of the land. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had sent the 12 chiefs to investigate. This is the news. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam instructed them not to spill the news, but the news had somehow come out. According to certain narrations, 10 of the 12 chiefs began to speak to it to their particular tribes. Two of them desisted, and these two are the people who then began to canvass for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to the Bani Israel to continue to go and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Bani Israel were adamant, we will not go in, we will not fight, those people need to retreat or they need to surrender, then only we will go into Ardul Muqaddasa. So Allah ta'ala says, قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. Two men from those who feared. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them. These two men, according to the most of the riwayat, most of the narrations, one was Yusha bin Nun, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the other was Ghalib bin Yushana. Both these people were very pious. As a matter of fact, after Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had left this world, Yusha bin Nun had become the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He is that person about whom Allah Ta'ala speaks about that accompanied Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam on the journey to Khidr. And in that way, he had gained a lot of ma'iyat, sohbat, companionship with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then he became the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So these two individuals, Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, yakhafun, who feared. Allah Ta'ala does not say who they feared, what they feared, but obviously here it was the fear, the khawf of Allah Ta'ala. Very, very amazing. Allah Ta'ala says, an'ama Allahu alayhima, Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. And this is again another very important lesson for each and every one of us all the time. That whatever we do insofar as our deeds to Allah Ta'ala, whatever we do for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we do acts of piety, righteousness, an'am Allah. It is the in'am, it is the gift and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At no point in time, number one, should we be proud about it. At no point in time we should think it is our doings. It is the tawfiq ilahi. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our concern rather should be that Allah ta'ala accepts and Allah ta'ala grants us steadfastness. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it that amongst an entire community now, 600,000-700,000 people, 12 chiefs, two people remained steadfast with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What did they say to the people? Udukhulu alayhimul bab. Enter upon the gate of the city. Allah Ta'ala's command is that we must fight. We should take that one step and put it forward, have the niyat correct, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah Ta'ala's command is. So they carried on encouraging the people to take that one step in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ, that when you enter the city, the gate of the city, and obviously you are going to be fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala, فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ, then certainly you will be victorious, you will overpower them. What gave these two the assurance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory? Number one, Allah ta'ala had already said to them at the time of the covenant, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَكُمْ, Allah ta'ala is with you. In other words, they had that assurance that the nusrat and the help of Allah ta'ala will be with them. Secondly, Allah ta'ala promised Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that the land is yours, you have to fight for it. You have to take that one step and make jihad fi sabilillah. The land is yours. On that basis also, they had known that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the sovereignty. Allah will grant the victory. Wa ala Allahi fatawakkalu in kuntum mu'mineen. And it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should put your tawakkul, your trust. Adopt the means, do whatever is needed materially. But the trust ultimately should be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are real and true believers in Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these were those two that now stood at the side of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, encouraging the Bani Israel. The response of the Bani Israel, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا. O Musa, certainly we will never enter the city ever so long as they are in the city. So long as the Amaliki people are in the city, there is no way we are going to take one step forward to go towards that city and we are going to fight. The Bani Israel became absolutely adamant that they are not going to fulfill, number one, the command of Allah Ta'ala. They are not going to follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now commentators have written abundance that if we do a quick assessment of these people at this stage, they were an enslaved nation, an enslaved community. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in different ways, they had seen different miracles of Allah Ta'ala at the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Back in Egypt now, all of this had passed, that they had seen when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come up with the competition against the magicians. Allah Ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam victory. They had seen now the waters had receded. They had seen with their own eyes Fir'aun drowned. They had seen all of this, but yet they were an adamant nation, they were a stubborn nation, arrogant, that they will not come out and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even worse, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ, you and your Rabb go forth, فَقَاتِلَا, and both of you fight, إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ, certainly we will sit here. In other words, if you have that amount of assurity that the nusrat of Allah Ta'ala is coming, you go out and you fight with Allah Ta'ala, you go out and Allah will be on your side. Basically how we say, you have our du'as, you carry on. We are going to remain here and we are not moving. Now when we look at all of this in the light of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that at the time when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about 313 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, absolutely ill-equipped, they didn't even have the conveyances. It was a last minute decision of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pursue the caravan of the Quraysh, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes ilan, whoever has whatever, he should come forth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, 1,000 well-equipped Quraysh, Sayyiduna Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are never going to be like the Bani Israel that said to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. Rather, we will be on your side, on your right and your left, in front of you and behind you. We will protect you, we will be on your side, we will support you, and we will go forth. Sahaba say, when Sayyidina Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to smile. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "How I wish I was that person that said what Sayyidina Miqdad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu said." At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's happiness was shown out, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went forth, and then the battle of Badr had taken place. So here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows they broke the covenant, they broke the treaty with Allah ta'ala. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the lesson in the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.